Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
I'm Tiffany.
And if there's one thing you know about me, Tiffany, if there's one thing everyone in the world knows about me, it's that I love extinct birds.
You do?
I do now.
You do now.
I do now, because we're talking about extinct birds. Don't ask me about which extinct bird. I can name two off the top of my head, but the good thing is we're talking about one of them today.
Mm-hmm.
The dodo.
Ah, the dodo bird.
The dodo bird. That's right. It was native to the island of Mauritius in the Indian Ocean. Big. Kind of dumb, maybe.
That's why they're kind of cute.
Well, people could say you're dumber than a dodo, or I'm as dumb as a dodo because I forgot my keys in my car or something like that. But I don't know if they were dumb, but they didn't fly, and they were big, and mostly sailors, French sailors and other people went to this little island where there wasn't much to eat, and the dodos were so unafraid of people, they just knocked them on the head and ate them, and pretty soon there were no dodos left.
Poor dodos.
It's kind of sad, isn't it?
I know, a little bit.
I think if, you know, I'm not big on, like, DNA science and, hey, let's bring back the dinosaurs. Maybe that's a bad idea, but I think bringing back the dodo.
I think that would be okay.
That'd be kind of cool.
I mean, they seem like safe animals.
They seem harmless.
Yeah.
And it seems like we kind of gave them a bad deal.
I know.
I think humans owe them a favor.
I think so.
And if any humans are going to help the dodo, Roxy and Shia are those two humans. Even though they're not scientists. But
they have a time machine.
This could help. So let's check out Roxy and Shia and see what they do to the dodos. Hopefully not eat them.
No, I hope not.
Time travel. Seeing dodos in real life.
Roxy and Shia are at home after school.
What did you learn about in science class, Roxy?
We learned about the dodo. They look cool. But after class, I felt sad.
Why?
Well, dodos are extinct. I'll never get to see one.
Of course we can see one. We can use our time machine.
Great! Dodos all lived on the island of Mauritius. We need to go back to before 1662. After that, there were no more dodos.
Roxy and Shia go to Mauritius. The year is 1506.
This island is very beautiful, but also very hot.
Let's look for some dodos.
Dodos couldn't fly, and they were quite big.
They shouldn't be hard to spot then.
They look around for a while.
There they are.
Roxy and Shia look at the dodos.
Word power.
Class. Class. Tuesday is my favorite day at school because I don't have math class. Tuesday is my favorite day at school because I don't have math class. Island, island. You can get to Green Island by boat or by plane. You can get to Green Island by boat or by plane. Fly, 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 flew, flown. I want to be able to fly, but it will never happen. I want to be able to fly, but it will never happen. Spot, 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 spotted, spotted. It's always easy to spot my friend Alan because he's very tall. It's always easy to spot my friend Alan because he's very tall.
Okay, so the article begins with a sentence that sets up our action. It says, Roxy and Shia are at home after school. That's a good place to be.
Yeah, that is. Shia then says, what did you learn about in science class, Roxy? Okay, so, you know, it's the end of school. They're at home, they're relaxing, and they're just chatting with each other. And Shia just wants to know what happened today at school with Roxy. And he asked her, what did you learn about in science class? Now, class here is our word power word. It's spelled C-L-A-S-S, class. Class is a noun, and it means when a group of students, they come to this place regularly and they learn about a certain subject or a certain activity. For example, we take classes to learn about different subjects like science, math, English, Japanese, or even things like baking. So if you go to these things every single day or maybe two times a week or three times a week, it means you're having a class. Now, our word power sentence is, Tuesday is my favorite day at school because I don't have math class. Tuesday is my favorite day at school because I don't have math class.
All right, so let's find out the answer. What did Roxy do in class today? Well, Roxy explains, we learned about the dodo. So they learned about this extinct bird, this bird that used to be on Earth, but has now been hunted, and there are no more left. And then Roxy goes on to say, they look cool, but after class, I felt sad.
Oh, and Shia says, of course, Roxy's feeling sad, so Shia asks, why?
Why? Why are you feeling sad? Why are you feeling sad, Roxy? And Roxy says, well, dodos are extinct. I'll never get to see one. True. Well, you get to see a picture.
You can see pictures of them, but you won't be able to see them in real life anymore.
No, not in a zoo.
Because, unfortunately, these animals are extinct.
And as I mentioned, extinct means gone. There are no more left. We use this when we talk about plants and animals that were existing on Earth, that were on Earth, that lived on Earth, and then something happened in the past to make them go away, so there aren't any more left. The most famous example, of course, would be the dinosaurs. The dinosaurs went extinct millions of years ago. There's still some question to why, but it was probably some huge change to the Earth. All their food disappeared or something like that. So that's something that we had no fault in. We didn't do anything. But, of course, through human action, like with the dodo or like with the rhinoceros or other animals like that which are being hunted today, animals still can go extinct, so that's why we have to be careful and take care of Mother Earth and all her creatures, because if we're not, then humans will go extinct.
That's right.
And Mother Nature will go,
sorry. Too bad, right?
Too bad.
Or else, so we should take care of all the animals
we
on
should.
Earth, all the plants on Earth,
yes.
Or else we'll never get the chance to, or we'll never get to see these things again.
Exactly.
Now, when you get to do something, it just means you have the chance to do something. So Roxy says she'll never get the chance, she'll never get to see one, meaning that she'll never get the chance to see a dodo bird because they don't exist anymore.
That's right, but she will have that chance because, as Shia points out, when Roxy was saying that she was sad, she'll never get to see them, Shia says, of course we can see one. We can use our time machine.
Oh, he's so smart.
And Roxy's kind of, I mean, if I had a time machine, I wouldn't forget that I have a time machine.
Yeah, there's so many things that you could see.
I'd have a t-shirt that says, I have a time machine.
Use it well.
I would tell everyone. Anyways, yes, they can use their time machine to go back in time and see some dodos.
Right.
And not eat any.
No.
Don't eat them. Even though they might have been delicious. But don't eat them.
Roxy says, great. Dodos all lived on the island of Mauritius.
Mauritius.
Mauritius, yes. That's
right. You got it.
Mauritius.
What is an island?
An island. Island is our word pair word. It's spelled I-S-L-A-N-D, island.
Isn't that an Island?
No, island.
Okay.
Now, island, the S is silent. Don't read it wrong. And an island is a noun, and it means an area of land that is surrounded by water. It means there is water on all sides. For example, we know that Taiwan is an island because there's water on all sides. So that means there's water in the north, south, east, and west. Now, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, you can get to Green Island by boat or by plane. You can get to Green Island by boat or by plane.
All right, so Roxy kind of likes this plan of using the time machine to meet some dodos. So she starts to do a little research or gather together the important information they need. And Roxy says, we need to go back to before 1662.
Wow.
That's a very long time ago. There you go. 1662. Why? Well, she says, after that, there were no more dodos. So they had gone extinct. They had been hunted out of existence, so there were no more alive on the planet back in 1662. I would have guessed like the 1700s or 1800s, because I'm amazed that there were that many sailors going there at that time. 1662.
And it's not a very easy place to get to as well.
It's in the middle of the Indian Ocean.
Yeah, it's very difficult to get to, so it was quite interesting to see that, such a long time. Anyway.
It was.
Let's continue reading. We see another scenario. Mm. So, you know, they're in their time machine. And now Roxy and Shia go to Mauritius. The year is 1506. Ah. So they went back an extra, you know, a few hundred years just in case.
Good. Early Good 16th century. It's my favorite time. Anyway, Shia is looking around on Mauritius in 1506. And Shia says, this island is very beautiful, but also very hot. Yes, it's in the Indian Ocean, just to the east of Africa, just to the northeast of Madagascar. It's hot. Of course it is. You're in the middle of the tropics.
And then Roxy says, let's look for some dodos. Okay, so they're on this island. They're finally there. And her mission, of course, her goal is to look for dodo birds because that's what she wants to see.
As soon as she said it, I thought, that won't be too difficult. As Shia points out, dodos couldn't fly and they were quite big. So you're looking for a big bird that can't fly.
Something maybe bigger than a turkey, perhaps.
Yeah, this won't be hard. And of course, once they see them, it'll be easy to get up close to them because, as Shia pointed out, they don't fly. Fly is a word, power word. It's spelt, it's really hard, really long, F-L-Y.
Whoa.
Fly. All right, fly. It's a verb, as I mentioned. Have you ever seen a bird? Have you ever seen an airplane? Have you ever seen Superman? All of these things can fly. They can move through the air, generally using wings, unless you're Superman, but of course he's not real. Airplanes fly using wings and engines to give them forward motion. Birds fly by angling their wings and flapping them up and down. But basically, if you're moving through the air using some wings, if you're a little mosquito, if you're a big bird or a super huge jet plane, and you're moving through the air, you are flying. For example, I want to be able to fly, but it will never happen. I want to be able to fly, but it will never happen. Buy a plane ticket. I think by that sentence, actually, they were talking about, like, flying.
Not
with a plane ticket.
Oh, but
that's kind of cheating.
Yeah, unless you could grow your own wings or you could build one yourself, but I think that would be too difficult.
Then you'd be Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
From the Avengers.
True.
Anyways, let's move on.
All right, so we know that the dodos, they should be quite easy to see because we learned that they're quite big and they do not fly.
Yes.
Roxy then says they shouldn't be hard to spot then. Okay, so that means they shouldn't be too hard to see. Now, spot here is our word, power word. It's spelled S-P-O-T, spot. Spot here is used as a verb and it means to see or notice something. For example, zebras are easy for lions to spot or to see because zebras have stripes. So when the lions see these black and white stripes, they know it's a zebra and they know that it is their food that they can eat. Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, it's always easy to spot my friend Alan because he's very tall. It's always easy to spot my friend Alan because he's very tall.
Okay, so in our article now, we see that it says they look around for a while. So apparently it is harder to find dodos than we might expect because they're looking around, they're searching, you could also say, for a while. Now, a while here is just used as a way of saying for some time. It doesn't really matter. It probably wasn't days or weeks, but it was certainly more than 30 seconds or 2 minutes. So they look around or they search around for a short time. And then
Something exciting happens. Shia says, there they are.
They found them. They've spotted the dodos. And Roxy and Shia look at the dodos. They put their eyes on the dodos to see
to
them.
To look at them,
find where they are.
Because Shia points out, he goes, there they are. And then they go, And they look at the dodos, mm-hmm. and they finally see dodos for the first time in person.
Yay!
Wow, that is so interesting to see. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go to our magic box, and then we'll be right back with our review time.
Magic box! 找亮点!
Hey, did you see Emily? I want to watch a funny video with her, but I can't find her anywhere.嘿、hey, 大家好我是 Celine 你没有看到 Emily 吗我想要跟她一起看一支很好笑的影片但我到处都找不到她耶诶你是不是觉得为什么都是看 Celine 要用 see 又要用 watch 把事情搞得很复杂耶哎呀其实一点都不复杂我们来看看要怎么用哦你一定一下就懂了首先我们来看到的是 see 是最简单的看可以看得到我们就可以用 see 不用用心看也不用仔细看只要瞥到就可以用 see 了像是I saw a rainbow after the rain. 我看到雨后的彩虹了。或者是说 I saw you on the street yesterday. I saw you on the street yesterday. 我昨天在街上看到你都可以用 see 来表示。但如果是要讲观赏这个需要聚精会神花时间看我们就要用 watch 这个字。像是看电视看电影看表演等等都可以用 watch。例如如果你想要邀朋友一起看个比赛好了我们就可以说 Do you want to watch the game together? Do you want to watch the game together? 那 look 又是什么呢 Look 我喜欢解释成比较刻意的看也就是说你要特别把你的眼睛哎转过来看我们就可以用 look 举例来说如果你想要叫别人看一只小狗因为它超可爱的这时候呢你就会说 Look the puppy is so cuteLook, the puppy is so cute. 你如果希望别人特别转过来看，我们就会用这个 look, 而不是 see. Look 是不及物的动词哦，所以如果后面希望加上受词，就一定要记得使用介系词。那最常用的就是 at, look at. 例如你在街上走，有人一直盯着你看，你觉得哎好怪哦，你就可以说 That guy keeps looking at me. He's so weird.That guy keeps looking at me. He's so weird. 结果你才发现，哎，原来那是你的国小同学啊！嗨，我们来整理一下哦。See 呢是随意的看 ，Watch 是花时间看 ，Look 是刻意的看。所以呢，希望可以帮助大家把这三个动词都记起来了。最后呢，就是我们的验收时间啦。John 正盯着荧幕看，这句话的英文该怎么说呢？别走开，答案即将揭晓哦。
The answer is.John is looking at the screen. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, 4 word power words.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So maybe we should review them first.
Good idea.
And then we can test you guys on them again. So we had the word class.
Yes, we also had the word island.
Mm-hmm, and remember, island is spelled I-S-L-A-N-D.
True.
But the S, we do not pronounce it.
That's right. Then we had a verb.
Mm-hmm, we had the verb fly.
Right, and then when using our eyes to find the dodos, we had the verb to spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay, so what are we going to do now?
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to give you guys the definition, and you try to guess the word faster than either me or Mike.
This is so exciting.
Yeah.
I've been to Disney World, and this is way more exciting.
Really? Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, this means to see something or to notice something.
To look at.
Close.
To watch.
No.
To,
our
to,
word power. What was our word power?
To lock my eyes on.
What was our word
to
power?
To espy. To observe. To spot.
That's good.
Yes.
Did you guys get that right?
Did you? Good job.
Okay.
All right. The next word we have is a word that comes to us from geography. It is a body of land surrounded by a body of water.
Ooh, okay. This one's pretty easy because I know I was talking about this earlier. I said Taiwan is this as well.
It is, yes.
Right?
And so is Matsu.
That's right.
Or Penghu.
Yeah, that's right.
Or Jinmen.
So these
things. Or Orchid Island.
Are all,
I gave it away.
Islands, okay.
Darn.
I get it. It's all right. I was close.
You were. I can't really say Orchid.
Yeah, orchid something.
You got to say the name, right? It's called Orchid Island.
That's
and
true.
And then Green Island.
Yeah.
That's another island.
That's right.
Wow,
okay.
So many islands.
Next word.
Okay.
All right, this word means that you go to this place regularly and you learn about a specific subject or a specific activity. Before, when we were in school, we would used to, you know, have this. We would learn about math, science.
Lesson.
Close.
Symposium.
Symposium.
Conference.
That's a hard word.
Gathering of scholars.
Very
class.
That's right.
Yes.
Class. Did you guys get it?
Did you get it?
All right, the last word.
All right, the last one. Remember, we had another verb. The first one was spot, and this is the other one. I'm not going to give you other words for it. I'm just going to say birds do it.
Okay.
Bees do it.
So
superheroes
easy.
Do
I know
it.
This one.
Planes
birds
do it.
Birds fly.
Helicopters do it.
Mike
Leon,
does it.
Leon Musk's rockets do it. Fly. There you go. They all fly. Some are machines. Some are animals. Some are insects, which are animals. But they all fly. We don't fly.
No.
Well, Michael Jordan...
He does a little bit.
He just jumped really far.
He just jumps really far.
It did look like
he was
flying.
It looks like he was flying.
That's about the only thing I can think of. Anyways, there we go. Fly. So, class, island, fly, spot, our word power words. We hope you got them. Thank you for joining us. And we'll be back very soon with more about the magnificent dodo.
Time travel. Seeing dodos in real life.
Roxy and Shia are at home after school.
What did you learn about in science class, Roxy?
We learned about the dodo. They look cool. But after class, I felt sad.
Why?
Well, dodos are extinct. I'll never get to see one.
Of course we can see one. We can use our time machine.
Great! Dodos all lived on the island of Mauritius. We need to go back to before 1662. After that, there were no more dodos.
Roxy and Shia go to Mauritius. The year is 1506.
This island is very beautiful, but also very hot.
Let's look for some dodos.
Dodos couldn't fly, and they were quite big.
They shouldn't be hard to spot, then.
They look around for a while.
There they are.
Roxy and Shia look at the dodos. Class. Class. Tuesday is my favorite day at school. Because I don't have math class. Tuesday is my favorite day at school because I don't have math class.
Island, island. You can get to Green Island by boat or by plane. You can get to Green Island by boat or by plane. Fly, 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 flew, flown. I want to be able to fly, but it will never happen. I want to be able to fly, but it will never happen. Spot, 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 spotted, spotted. It's always easy to spot my friend Alan because he's very tall. It's always easy to spot my friend Alan because he's very tall.